Iya. Hello. Yeah. Okay. All right. How's everyone? How's the last night event?
It's good.
It's good. Thank you, everyone, come to participate. And yeah, don't translate before I start. Yeah, I appreciate everyone to come for this event. And you know, like in this special period, right? We don't have our English pastor, and so everyone's the contribution is very important. Everyone, so talk to each other. Say we need you. We need you here. So it's doesn't matter the service, and even come to attend the worship. Everyone is count. Everyone is important. Especially in this period. So I hope so we continue and we do our service and we come to worship and we attend the Sunday school and we thanks for the leaders and like Maureen and Andrew and and Jin Chan even last night and Raymond, so they do a great job and they help us. We have food, we have everything is ready. So, so thank you very much. I want to come to here like quite often, but you know I'm busy upstairs, so I'll try. But right now we have the English Ministry Committee. And so I will help them to build up the team and our regular service. Also, we are looking for the English pastor as well. And so far, there are one or two guys applied, but looks like they are some from Africa. And it's hard for us to interview them, right? So, yeah, pray for that. Continue pray for that, and hopefully God will send the one and for us and come to come to our church and to shepherd us. So that's very important. You know, it's very hard to looking for English pastor during days. Especially for Chinese church, for looking for English pastor, you know, it's very hard. So we need to pray for that, and hopefully, and we can get one very quickly. All right, okay. Now we'll just start. Okay. 今天是父亲节，祝各位当中我们有祝父亲的节日快乐。
Best wishes to all the
fathers
among us.
I would
also like to pray to God
that
He can grant us wisdom and strength to all the fathers.
我们当中我知道是很多是年轻人不知道在父亲节的时候，你们今天准备送给父亲什么礼物？
I wonder.
在母亲节的时候，孩子们就是送给妈妈的是鲜花，还是一些礼物，然后来感谢妈妈的辛苦。
Mother's Day, children usually give flowers to their mothers to thank them for their hard work.
那在父亲节的时候呢，就好像父亲收到的礼物要比妈妈的要少一点。
It seems like fathers don't get that many gifts like mothers.
那我过去经常收到的礼物就是一幅画，在画上面是画的是榔头和那个螺丝刀。
I used to get a father's gift, like a painting of a hammer and a screwdriver.
所以你知道这个一个是鲜花，一个是螺丝刀，这个是 it's big difference.
So you can see it's a huge difference between.Receiving flowers and receiving a painting of a hammer and a screwdriver.
但是没关系，这就是我们在父亲在家庭中的地位就是这样。
I guess that tells you where we stand as fathers in the family.
那我今天要分享的题目是父亲的榜样。
Today I want to share with you the sermon titled as Father's Example.
是以圣经中著名的人物约伯为例子。
I'd like to take Job, a famous character from the Bible, as our example.
我们对约伯的故事都非常的熟悉，一提起约伯就想起他遭受的极大的苦难。
I believe we're all very familiar with Job's story, and whenever we mention Job, we think of his great suffering.
那今天我要以约伯作为一位父亲来学习他在家庭中的榜样。
Today I wanted to take a look at another identity, the father in his family, and learn from him.
我们可以从三个方面来学习约伯作为父亲的榜样。
We can start to look at him in three different aspects.
第一个就是约伯在行为上面作为孩子的榜样。
Number one, his example to his children in terms of his behavior.
第二个就是约伯他在教导孩子敬畏神的榜样。
The second is his example to show his children how to fear God.
第三个就是约伯作为祷告的榜样。
And the third is that Job is a good example to his children on how to pray to God.
可能好像我是不是今天讲这个题目对我们当中的年轻人好像觉得好像跟我没什么关系。
For the youth among us, you may find it irrelevant to you.
因为你们还没长大，还没有结婚，还没有当父亲或者没当母亲。
Because you're still young and far from the fatherhood.
但是我想今天讲的也是对我们当中的每一位其实都是有益处的。
But I believe that what I'm going to share with you could be beneficial to you.
至少你现在可以从现在开始就去学习，作为一个父亲的话，应该是怎样一个父亲才是一个好的父亲。
Well, at least you get to know what kind of a good father looks like.
等你长大之后，你真的是作为一个父亲的时候，你可能能够想起来今天我讲的这篇道，那就是对你有很大的帮助。
And one day when you're about to enter fatherhood, I hope you can think of what I shared with you today, and hopefully that will be helpful.
在我们刚才 Grace 读的那个约伯记那段经文当中，第一节说乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
So Grace just read the scripture for us today, Job chapter 1, verse 1. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
约伯是一个完全的人，他是一个正直的人。
Job was a blameless and upright person.
他是一个努力遵循神话语的人，是一个从里到外都正直诚实的人。
He tried his best to follow Lord's words, and he's a complete righteous person.
他之所以被上帝称为完全正直，因为他敬畏上帝，他远离各样的恶事。
He was called righteous by God because he feared God and he avoided all evil.
约伯如此在行为上的榜样，他必将对自己的孩子有非常正面的影响。
And Job's righteous behaviors must have had a positive influence over his children.
他以身作则，带领家人走蒙神喜悦的道路。
He set a good example to his family and led everyone to follow Lord to walk in the holy way.
我们做父母的，我们可能都知道哈，孩子是在我们家中是最好的一个复印机。
As parents, we know that children are a perfect copy machine in our family.
我们怎样行，孩子就会怎样学。
They copy exactly how we behave.
我们可能都是希望孩子行得很好，但是却常常自己可能没有做一个好的榜样。
Often we want our kids to behave themselves, but we forget to behave ourselves.
比如说生活中的一些例子。
I'll give you a few examples.
我们做父亲的 一般开车都很快，不知道在你的爸爸妈妈哪一个开车开得 更快一点。
I assume that more, most fathers will drive fast. I'm not sure if that's the case in your family.
反正我在开车的时候呢，然后我的太太坐在边上，她经常说慢一点，慢一点，慢一点。
Well, take me as an example. Whenever I drive, my wife sitting beside me, she always reminds me to drive slowly.
她恨不得在她边上也有一个刹车。
I guess she really wanted a brake by her side.
然后呢，就是，我们一般会开车，然后孩子就坐在后面，对不对？
And usually we have our kids in back seat.
你不要以为他坐在后面什么事都不干。
Don't you think that they just sit there doing nothing?
他其实在观察你是怎样开车的。
They are actually watching how you drive.
我就经常，哇，那个孩子坐在后面说：“爸爸，你超速了。”
Often my kids will remind me that I'm speeding.
所以我们的孩子他就在坐在后面，他其实在观察我们开车，我们是不是在遵守交通规则，是不是我们有故意闯红灯，或者是不是我们在那个 stop 牌子有没有停下来。
Our kids are watching us whether we're driving, whether we're speeding, we're running red lights, or we stop fully at the stop signs.
如果我们自己都不遵守交通规则的话，
If we don't obey the traffic rules.
那么我们怎么教导孩子啊，将来开车也遵守交通规则呢？
Then, how do we teach our kids to follow the rules when they start driving?
所以那像比如说我现在在教 Joshua 在开车，对不对？
So now I'm teaching Joshua to drive.
那我告诉他，哦， Joshua 你要这样，你要那样。那其实我在说他的时候，我在想我自己有没有这样去做。
Whenever I teach him to do this or that, I always think of myself whether I am doing the same thing.
我想做一下调查哈，你们当中，你们觉得你爸爸是一个很好的一个 driver 的举手。
Do you think your father is a good driver? If yes, raise your hand.
没手举手了 ，OK。还没有，你们都不举手的，然后都认为你们的爸爸都不是一个很好的 driver， 是不是？
So the rest of you think your dads are not a good driver?
还是说你不敢举手，怕你爸爸知道了，然后回去会把你骂一顿？
Because you're just afraid of your dad, but you dare not raise your hands.
Okay, 所以这是一个生活当中很好的例子。我们要希望孩子遵守交通规则，我们就要从自己开始要遵守交通规则。
So if we want our kids to follow the rules, we have to start with ourselves.
我们要做孩子的一个好的榜样。
We should set a good example to our kids.
另外，我们也常常在生活当中另外一个例子，比如说我们教导孩子说啊，不要撒谎，对不对？你的爸爸妈妈肯定也经常说、哦、不要撒谎啊、哦，对不对
？Another good example is that we often teach our kids not to lie.
但是我们在让孩子不要撒谎的时候，我们却自己常常撒谎。
But at the same time, we lie often.
比如说，做父母的有经常会有一个问题，就是什么？哎呀，好，我给你做这件事情，做那件事情，但是就很少去实现。
I think there's a common issue with parents, that a lot of times we make promises to our kids. We'll do this, we'll do that, but you forget about your promises.
所以我们就是答应孩子要做一些事情，但是我们却从来不兑现，这其实也是在撒谎。
So when we make promises, but eventually we break our promises, that is a form of lying.
我不知道在当中你们觉得你的爸爸妈妈是不是总是答应了什么事情他一定会去做到的。
So do you think that your parents always fulfill their promises?
Larry 他在点头。你的爸爸妈妈答应你的事情他们一定会做到的，是不是？
They told me twice.
两次没有没做。
Oh,
okay.
So I see Larry nodding.So your parents must do a good job at keeping their promises.
Yeah. 所以等你们以后长大之后呢，希望就你们以后做了爸爸妈妈，也希望你们能够就是 keep your promise to your kids.
So my wish to you, for all those parents in the future, I hope you will keep your promises to your kids.
有一个故事情，就是一位父亲他欠了别人的钱，然后呢，那个债主经常打电话来找他要钱。
There is a classic story that a father owns some money and the creditor always called to ask for money.
有一天那个电话响了，叮叮叮叮叮叮叮响了，然后他的儿子是接的电话。
So one day phone rang and the son picked up the phone.
然后说要找他父亲。
So the person on the other line was asking for his father.
他父亲就听到那个电话那边的声音是那个债主的声音，然后他就对小声对他儿子说：“你告诉那个人说爸爸不在家。”
So the father recognized the voice of the creditor, so he whispered to his son, asking his son to say, "Your dad is not home."
然后呢，他儿子就照着他爸爸的意思去做了。然后后来，他的爸爸都表扬他啊，说你 did a good job.
So the son did so, and the father praised his son.
这就是这个父亲公开在他儿子面前来去做说谎话，不诚实。
So that the father obviously lied to his son's face.
我还听过一个更好笑的一个例子，就是那个接电话的那个儿子，他没有完全明白他父亲的意思，然后他非常诚实的，然后就对电话的对在电话里面对他要钱的那个人说：“爸爸说了，他不在家。”
So I heard a funnier version of the story is that the son didn't fully understand his father's intention, so the son said over the phone that my father just told me that he's not home.
所以结果就闹了出了洋相哈。所以我们都希望自己的孩子诚实，但是我们自己在面前，在自己在孩子面前常常是说一套做一套。
We often want our kids to be honest, but parents usually say one thing and do another.
我们可能有时候是觉得自己很聪明，但是岂不知孩子从我们的身上就会学习到这些东西。
As parents, we may think that we hide those lies well without realizing that the kids are picking up and learning from us.
等有一天我们发现这些问题在孩子身上也做出来的时候，我们就可能就会大声的骂孩子，然后甚至打他说你为什么这样做。
So, when parents found out that their kids are lying,They usually punish the kids by yelling or even physically abusing the kids.
其实我又没有想想，在孩子身上的很多问题，其实是孩子跟我们自己学的。
But do you realize, as parents, we don't realize that kids learn those bad behaviors from us.
所以我希望我们当中呢，不管现在是我们已经做父母的，或者是将来你长大之后，然后做父母的，我们在。一定要在孩子面前一定要言行一致。
So my wish for the already parents and the parents to be consistent with your words and your behavior.
要品行正直诚实。
You behave yourselves to be upright and righteous.
我们要做孩子的好榜样。
Let's all set good examples to our kids.
那我再举另外一个敬畏神的例子。我们知道约伯他敬畏神。
I'd like to give you another example on how to fear God. We all know that Job fears God.
作为基督徒，敬畏神是最基本的要求。
As Christians, to fear God is one of the most basic requirements.
你可以说敬畏神就是不做恶事，不做坏事情，这个大家都明白。
I believe we all understand that.To fear God means we do good things and to stay away from evils.
敬畏神的还有另外一方面，我们要去敬拜这位神。
And there's another reason, another aspect.
因为神是我们的神，我们敬畏他，我们不只是在口头上面来去敬畏他，而是我们也要去敬拜他，来去赞美他。
To fear God is not a verbal slogan. We have to praise God and praise God and honor Him.
所以我们今天能够来到教会里面来，我们的一个目的，我们就是要来去敬拜这位神。
Today we all gather in His house because we want to praise God.
这是我们敬畏神的一个非常重要的一个方面。
This is an important aspect to fearing God.
你说你敬畏神，但是却不敬拜他啊，这个是有点好像不 match.
When you say that you fear God, but you don't praise Him, that sounds contradictory.
如果我们做父母的，我们在星期天应该去教会去敬拜神的时候，但是我们以各种各样的借口，然后来说我们就不去教会了。
As parents, on Sundays, we find all kinds of excuses not going to church, not to worship God.
那我们怎样在孩子面前做一个好的榜样呢？
Then how do we set good examples to our kids?
孩子看见我们如此随随便便 的态度来去敬畏神，他们也会跟着学习。
Kids, they learn from our attitude. So if they see us treat our God with such a casual attitude, they learn that.
我们很多时候孩子长大了，然后呢，就是哦，他们就不去教会了，然后呢，我们哎就很伤心，哎呀，为什么他们不去教会了？但是其实有没有想想？他们不去教会，有没有跟我自己在孩子小的时候，我是也是以这样的态度来去敬拜神的呢？
I've seen many parents complaining about their kids not going to church once they grow up. But I wonder, do they reflect on themselves and think, do they wonder if that's because they didn't set a good example to their kids when they were young?
特别是做父亲的，父亲的一举一动对家人的影响，对孩子的影响是巨大的。
Especially as a father, your behavior, your words have a huge impact on your family.
父亲不敬畏神，随意敬拜神，都会被孩子学习。
If a father does not respect God, treats God casually, his kids will learn from his dad.
即使做母亲的敬畏神，但是只要孩子说一声说哦，爸爸都不去教会，那做母亲的真的是都很难了。
Even if the mother wants to worship God and praise God, but the kid will say, "My dad doesn't go to church," that will make it really difficult for the mother.
所以，亲爱的弟兄们
，So my dear brothers,
不管是我们现在已经做父亲的，还是将来要做父亲的。
Whether you're already a father or you are a father to be,
神给了父亲这个非常荣耀的名字。
God granted this honorable title to us.
我们在行事为人上就要对得起这个称号。
As a result, we have to live up to this title in our behaviors.
我们要在行为上面做孩子的好榜样，要像约伯一样。
I have to learn from Job and set good example to our children.
所以这是我讲的第一点，我们要在行为上面要做孩子的好榜样。
So my first point is to set good example to our children.
我们来看约伯作为父亲的好榜样的第二点。
Let's move on to the second point.
在约伯记第一章二到三节说，约伯有七个儿子，三个女儿，他的家产有七千羊，三千骆驼，五百对牛，五百母驴，并有许多的仆婢。这些人在东方人中就为自大。
In Job chapter 1 verses 2-3, he had seven sons and three daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys.And had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East.
所以约伯的儿女他的父亲是非常的富有，也非常有崇高的地位。
So Job was a wealthy person with a high social status.
用我们今天的话来讲约伯的儿子可以说是就是官二代或者是富二代。
So in nowadays term, Job's sons, they are called the rich second generation.
在这样的环境中长大的孩子是 极容易变得堕落的。
Growing up in such a wealthy family, the kids are inclined to corrupt.
我们在现实生活当中见到太多这样的例子。
I believe we all have seen many examples.
家庭的财富使下一代过着奢侈豪华腐烂的生活。
Because of their parents' wealth, the kids live in a luxury and wasteful lifestyle.
我们知道，我们知道在 Mississauga 有一个 UTM 这个 campus.
We know we have a UTM campus in Mississauga.
在这里面就是有很多华人的学生在这边上学。
There are many Chinese international students studying there.
我们会经常看见这些华人的孩子，这些留学生，他们开着非常非常好的豪华的车子。
And some of the students, they drive fancy luxury cars.
他们就在这边开着豪车，然后经常出入这个高档的这个餐馆，然后带着女朋友，然后就过着非常奢侈豪华的生活。
So they have fancy cars. They bring their new girlfriends to those.Expensive restaurants.
还有家庭的崇高的地位也会容易让下一代认为他们犯罪可以不受到当受的惩罚。
And with their family social status, this rich second generation, they think they can get away with committing crimes.
我们听说过，比如说在中国有的那些孩子，他们犯罪了，然后被警察抓住了，然后警察问他说你是谁，然后他说我爸是叫李刚，可能或者说你可以想象说你不知道李刚是谁，他说我爸就是一个是谁谁谁省长。
There's a famous case on the internet. A young man got caught for speeding, and the police asked him.For identity, and he said, "My father is like such and such. I guess a person holding high social status."
所以，一个孩子如果生活在一个非常富有，然后有社会地位很高的一个家庭当中，是很容易就是导致他过一个犯罪的生活。
So, growing up in a family with wealth and status.Children are inclined to commit sins.
约伯的他有十个儿女。
Job had 10 children.
其实约伯的这个十儿女，他们也有类似的危险。
And those 10 children, they were faced with the same temptation.
因为我们从这经文当中就可以看得出来。
We could tell from this, the verses.
约伯的他七个儿子常常在家中举办宴席，吃喝玩乐。
His sons used to give feasts in their homes on their birthdays.
他们在这种吃喝玩乐当中他们很容易忘记这是来自上帝的祝福。
And as they celebrated, as they partied, they would easily forget that everything was from God.
他们很容易这些用这种吃喝玩乐来彰显自己的财富。奢侈浪费，甚至醉酒淫乱。
They would host those parties to show off their wealth to become wasteful or even commit sexual immorality after they got drunk.
约伯他意识到自己的孩子处于犯罪的试探当中。
Job realized that his children might be tempted to sin.
所以他。必定常常祝福他们要怀着感恩的心来领受物质上的丰富。
So he must have warned them and reminded them to always be grateful for God's blessings.
告诫他们在宴会当中不要奢侈浪费，不要醉酒淫乱。
To remind them not to be too wasteful during the parties and not to commit sexual immorality.
然后等宴会结束之后呢，约伯总是打发人去叫他们自洁。
Whenever the party was over, Job always sent people to ask them to be clean and pure.
自己的意思就是要让他们自己要反省，有没有在这个宴会当中有任何犯罪得罪上帝的地方，不管是有意的还是无意的。
And that is to remind them to reflect on their behavior during the parties and to examine themselves whether they commit sins intentionally or unintentionally.
在这个事情当中，我们可以看到一点，约伯他是非常注重教导自己的儿女的。
So from the verses, we could tell that Job focused on teaching his children.
他不只在行为上面做孩子的好榜样，他也在言语上面去教导他自己的孩子。
He not only set good example in his own behavior, but he also taught them in words.
因为上帝把教导的这个职责是给了家庭中的这个父亲的。
Because God granted the teaching authority to fathers and family.
父亲有教导的权柄。
Fathers have the authority of teaching.
如果孩子在教导上面然后有任何的问题的话，很多时候是因为父亲在教导上面死了，就是没有尽责。
Most of cases, it's the father's failure if the children do not behave themselves.
如果子女犯罪，因为是父亲没有尽到教导的责任的话，那做父亲的在上帝面前是没办法交账的。
If the children commit sins because the father failed his responsibilities, then the fathers cannot give an account before God.
我不知道在你的家庭当中，你觉得你的爸爸说话比较有权威一点，还是你的妈妈说话有权威一些？
So in your family, do you think your father has more authority or your mother?
反正是在我们的家庭当中孩子的妈妈可能她就话比较多，然后就 repeat， 然后孩子很多时候就不听她的话。
In our family, mothers usually repeat herself, and then the kids don't take her word seriously.
那做父亲的话不是很多，但是说一句话就是一句话，所以是比较都很就是有这个权威。
On the other hand, fathers don't talk much, but every word he said counts. So fathers normally have more authority.
所以这是上帝给作为父亲的一个权柄。
And this authority comes from God.
所以我们做父亲的要在这上面要尽责，要尽到教导的这个责任。
So as fathers, we should fulfill our responsibilities in teaching our children.
我们不要把这个教导的责任，然后让母亲来担当。
We shouldn't push this responsibility to the mothers.
母亲在照顾生活方面，她是非常的细致，非常的周到，很有爱心，这是我们做父亲的不能够相比的。
Mothers are caring in terms of taking care of the kids in everyday life, and this is something that fathers cannot compare.
但是我们做父亲的，却是在教导上面，我们有这样的权柄，我们也有这样的责任。
But fathers have the authority in teaching as well as the responsibility.
那我们做父亲的应该怎样正确去教导儿女呢？
So the next question is, how do we teach our kids correctly?
我们不是凭着自己的意思，若是凭着自己的意思的话，很容易教导起反作用，越教导越叛逆。
We should not act on our own, and if in that case the kids may become rebellious.
最有智慧的做法就是要用神的话来教导孩子，要教导孩子学习神的话，要听从神的话。
The wise way is to use God's words to teach them and teach them to.Learn from God's words.
可能我们在当中，或者是我们作为基督徒的父母，我们有一个认为哈，觉得只要把孩子送去教会哈，那就已经是非常的好了。
Some Christian parents may think that as long as I bring my kids to the church, everything is set.
但是我个人认为这是远远是不够的。
Personally, I think that's not enough.
父母还需要在家中教导孩子学习圣经。
Parents should.Teach their kids on how to read Bible at home.
比如说，你每周需要找个时间与孩子一起来学习圣经，然后分享。
for example, set aside some time once a week and read the Bible together and share it with your kids.
所以希望、我们当中的你等你以后长大之后真的你可能你的爸爸妈妈现在没有这样去做但是你、希望你长大之后真的是你要非常看重这一点你要在家中要去教导你的孩子、学习圣经明白圣经的话
Maybe your parents are not doing this with you right now but I hope that one day when you become a father or a mother you set time to read the Bible with your kids
在《生命记》六章六到七节，摩西告诉以色列人说
：“In Deuteronomy chapter six, Moses told the Israelites.
他说：我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.” You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise.
以色列、他们的信仰经过了几千年他们到现在他还是保持的相对的是比较好这个跟他们非常注重家庭的信仰教育是密不可分的。
The Israelites、have kept their faith over the past thousands of years.Well, very well, I think that、to a large degree depends on like, how they strictly follow the rules and read the Bible. Read with their kids.
如果你去过以色列、家庭的话他们在那个门框边上他有一个盒子。
If you ever、travel to、Israel, you would notice、outside of their houses, there is a box on a wall.
那个盒子里面就是装的、经文
Inside the box, scripture.
他们离开家的时候他们回来的时候都要用手去摸那个盒子表示就是他们要记住这个神的话
Whenever they enter or leave the house they always touch the scripture、to remind themselves of God's words
真的在现在的基督徒家庭当中啊、重视 教导神的话 是非常的重要但是我们常常看到我们在这上面有很多的缺乏
It's extremely vital important to teach our kids God's words but I'm sad to see that it was neglected by a lot of Christian families
我们很注重孩子的学习或者其他方面但是对神的话的教导上面却是非常非常的少
We pay a lot of attention to our children's education, academic performance, but we neglect on teaching them God's words.
约伯他作为一家之主，他使用神给他做父亲的权柄，教导自己的儿女要敬畏神。
Job used the authority from God to teach his children to fear God.
这是我们可以从约伯身上学习的第二点，作为父亲的榜样。
It's the second thing we learn from Job as a father.
我们可以再从约伯身上学习到另外一点，这是也是非常的重要。
Another thing that we can learn from Job, which is also important.
约伯常常为着他的孩子和家人来到神面前祷告。
Job often prayed before God for his family.
可以说约伯就是他家庭中的祭司。
We can say that Job was the priest in his big family.
约伯他不但使用作为父亲的权柄教导孩子，他还清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭。
He not only used the authority, he also offered burnt offerings in a number of his children in the early morning.
因为他很担心自己的儿子犯罪，然后远离上帝。
Because he was concerned that his children may have sinned away from God.
所以他一大早就起来，然后来到神面前，向神向上燔祭，并向神祷告，求神赦免他的儿女所犯的罪。
So he would get up in the morning and offer burnt offering to God.
所以真的这是一个非常美的一个画面，约伯清早起来他来到神面前向神祷告。
You can try to picture that beautiful scenario when Job got up very early in the morning and offered sacrifices to God.
约伯是一位非常 称职的父亲，是我们每一位做父亲的榜样。
Job was a very responsible father, a good example to all the fathers.
父亲的角色在家中不是只养家糊口，不是只修修补补。
Father, the fathers are not only the bread makers of the family or the handyman of the family.
父亲最重要的角色是要带头把家人、把孩子带到上帝面前来。
The most important responsibility of a father is to lead his family to follow Jesus, to follow the Lord.
求上帝赦免家人有意无意所犯的一切过错。
To pray to God for forgiveness on the sins that they have committed, whether intentionally or unintentionally.
求上帝帮助孩子在成长过程当中远离罪恶。
To help his children to stay away from sins.
做父亲的不要只关心孩子的学习怎么样，也不要只关心孩子的各样技能怎么样，做父亲的更应该关心孩子属灵的状况怎么样。
As fathers,We should not focus on the children's academic behavior or their skills. Rather, we should focus on their spiritual status.
我们要关心他们是否认识神，是否行为诚实正直，是否敬畏神。
Focus on whether they fear God, whether they are doing the righteous things.
若他们行了任何违背神律法的事情，我们需要教导他们来到上帝面前认罪悔改。
Once we find out that they have done things unholy, we should teach them to come to God and repent themselves.
我们是这样行吗？
But are we doing accordingly?
我们可能为孩子祷告过，但是我们祷告的内容是什么呢？
We all prayed for our children, but what items are we praying for?
或者我们可以去想想，我相信你的爸爸妈妈也为你祷告过，对不对？
I believe your parents must have prayed for you.
那你记得你的爸爸妈妈为你祷告的内容是什么呢？
Do you still remember what they prayed for?
是不是为你祷告，希望你成绩很好，身体健康，可以长得更高一点，或者说其他的方面的在生活上的事情。
Do they pray?For a good grades, or good health, or that you could grow tall, or some earthly things.
这样的这些祷告内容，没有错。
It's not wrong to pray for those things.
但这不应该是祷告的所有的内容。
But it should be all what they're praying for.
我们有没有求神帮助孩子不要跟从这个世界，不要效法这个世界，不要被这个世界所诱惑？
Do we ever pray for our kids not to follow the world, not to mimic the world, and not to be influenced by the world?
我们有没有为孩子求他们的世界观、价值观和人生观是按照圣经的真理而行的？
Do we ever pray for our children's world view, their values, and their outlook on life, whether these values are in a biblical way.
另外我们还可以从约伯身上看到另外一个最后一句话是什么，说是约伯他常常这样行。
The last verse of today's verses is that Job always did this for his children when he felt they had sinned.
他坚持常常来到神面前为自己的孩子祷告，并且是一一为他的孩子来祷告。
He consistently prayed for his children one by one.
我们做父母的，我们要想想，我们上次、最近一次是什么时候为孩子祷告的
？As parents, try to remember the last time you prayed for your children.
你是在什么样的情况下为你的孩子祷告的
？What circumstances did you pray for them?
你祷告的内容是什么？
And what did you pray for?
这些都是值得我们去思想的。可能你上次为孩子祷告，说不定是一个月前，或者是几个月前，甚至半年前，或者是 一年前为孩子祷告的。
Maybe you pray for your children, let's say a month ago, 6 months ago, or even a year ago.
可能你为孩子祷告的都是地上的这些事情，而从来没有关心他属灵上面的这些状况。
Maybe you've always prayed for the worldly things instead of spiritual things.
所以这些都是让我们可以从约伯身上去反思的。
I think this worth of learning from Job.
我们有没有为自己的孩子献上足够的时间来为他们祷告，并且求神能够来帮助他们成长，使他们保守他们不犯罪。
Do we spend enough time praying for our children's spiritual status so that they can follow the Lord and not to sin?
求神带领他们走蒙神喜悦的道路。
Do we pray that God lead them in a godly way?
我在说作为父亲的不只是为了养家糊口，不只是可以修理家里的这些事情，更重要的作为父亲的角色是要作为家里的头，要带领家人，带领自己的孩子来到上帝面前来，这才是父亲最重要的角色。
So let me repeat myself. As a father, your most important responsibility is not to make money for family or fix the house. Instead, you shouldact as the head of the family and lead your family to follow the Lord.
我总结下，从今天的分享当中，我讲了三点。
So let me summarize what I have shared today.
约伯他在行为上面是作为孩子的榜样。
So number one, Job acted as a good example to his children in terms of behavior.
他正直、诚实、敬畏上帝，远离个人的恶事。
He was upright and honest. He did the right things and stayed away from evil.
他担忧自己的儿女在忧郁的环境当中不懂得感恩，不敬畏上帝，所以他尽父亲的责任，要使用父亲的权柄，要教导儿女，要常常要敬畏上帝。
He feared that his children, growing up in a wealthy family, may forget that everything was from God and commit sins.And that so he used the authority as a father to teach his children to be fearful of God.
他也是家庭中的祭司，他常常为儿女来献祭祷告，求神赦免儿女的过犯。
He was also a priest in his family. He always prayed for his family and praying for forgiveness over their sins.
求神来帮助他的儿女行走在义路上面。
He prayed to God.That he will lead his children to walk in the godly way.
我们可能是我们当中可能我们是第一代基督徒，或者是第二代基督徒。
So some of you here are the first generation Christians in your family, or the second generations.
可能我们没有从自己的父亲那儿去学到一个好的榜样。
Maybe you haven't learned.That from your father.
就是对我自己来讲，我是第一代基督徒，所以我又没有从我的父亲身上去学习到他是如何按照上帝的要求来去做一个父亲。
So take myself as an example. I'm the first generation Christian in our family, and I never see any godly behavior in my father.
所以我也是在学习当中怎样做一个按照上帝的要求去做一个父亲。
So I am still learning every day of God's words on how to become a better father.
我还有很多需要学习的地方。
I still have to improve a lot.
可能我们当中的孩子你们还没有到做父亲的这个年龄。
For those youth who are far from fatherhood,
但是我祝愿你们 你们将来长大，你们结婚，你们作为父母之后，我盼望着你们能够按照神的心意去做一个好的父亲或者是母亲。
I wish that one day when you get married and when you have children, you may act in God's words and be a good parent.
然后你教导你的孩子，然后来去敬畏上帝。
You will teach your children to fear God.
然后教导你的孩子要去教导他的孩子走敬畏上帝的道路。
Teach your children to teach their children to follow God.
如此让我们的基督信仰能够在家庭当中一代一代能够传扬下去。
So that our Christian faith can be carried on generations after generations within our family.
这是我对我们当中的所有人的盼望。
This is my hope for everyone of you today.
我希望你有一天你长大之后还可以记得起今天我所跟你们讲的。
I hope that when you grow up one day, you will still remember what I shared with you today.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
感谢我们在天上的父神。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
你是世界上最好的父亲。
You are the best father of the world.
你如此爱我们。
You love us so much.
你差遣耶稣基督到世上来拯救我们。
You sent your only son Jesus to come to the world and save us.
赦免我们的罪孽。
Forgive our sins.
让我们成为你的儿女。
So that we can become your children.
求你能够来帮助我们。
Please help us.
让我们能够在地上来学习怎样按照你的心意做一个好的父亲。
Help us to become a better father in the image of you, Lord.
让我们也能够把我们的家人把我们的孩子带到你面前来成为你的儿女。
Let us lead our family, our children, to become your children as well.
我们都是非常软弱的。
We are all weak.
我们天生不是一位好的父亲。
We were not born a good father.
我们在过去的日子当中我们曾经也做了很多的错事情。
We have made many mistakes in the past.
我们没有在孩子面前做好的榜样。
We failed to set good examples to our children.
我们没有按照你的要求来去教导我们的孩子。
We didn't teach our kids according to your words.
我们也没有很好的为孩子来祷告。
We didn't pray for our kids enough.
求你能够来赦免我们的罪。
Please forgive us.
求你能够来帮助我们，然后让我们可以做得更好，做一个更好的父亲。
Please help us to become better fathers.
以致我们可以把我们的家人都带到你面前来。
So that we can bring our whole family to you.
得着你的帮助。
To have your help.
得着你的拯救。
Your salvation.
得着你的恩典。
Your grace.
求你看顾我们。
Please watch over us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.